I hear the conversation they're having, and it's just amazing. It really is. It's amazing at the jealousy and the envy that's going on. I'm just saying. But it is what it is, right? Right. All right. So while we're waiting on everybody to get here today, let's talk about the house rules, which is easy. We like to hear everybody's opinion. Everybody's opinions count on the show. We may not agree with you, then we may agree with you. However, hey, we're here. Right? We're here. So call in. Let us hear what's on your mind. Respect everyone's mic time, because mic times are important. You know, if you want to be heard, you know, make sure you're being courteous enough to let the other person get their point of view across as well, and then we'd be all right with that. Okay, so respect their mic time. Make sure your responses are short and sweet and to the point. I forgot, they can't be sweet, so make sure they are short and to the point. You know, I understand some responses do go out a little bit longer, you know, than others, and I understand that, but not every time you open your mouth, you got a 10-15 minute dissertation. That's kind of frustrating and gets monotonous after a while. So let's keep our eyes on that, and no personal attacks on the show. Okay, no personal attacks. I don't care if you're one of the crew or you're a newbie. No personal attacks, okay? You know, we had a situation yesterday that was interesting, to say the least. And I try and squash it, you know, right then if I can. So, but no personal attacks, okay? Please don't attack anyone on the show, because that's not the right way to do. It's not. And, of course, you know, you won't be heard too much longer after you start attacking someone, especially if you can't come to a solution about what's going on. All right, enjoying life. Thank you for joining us today. I see you out there in the chat room. I guess that makes you in charge of the chat room today, huh? Okay, I had to put that out there. just because. But anyway, so those are the rules of the house, okay? And I hope everybody is ready. I hope everybody's ready and understand what the house rules are all about, okay? I tell you, once again, I apologize for my voice, y'all. It's just, allergies are just, man, I'm telling you. At one point, I was wondering if I would even have a voice today. But thanks to some old hot tea, I'm sounding like a little froggy, but it's okay. So y'all forgive my voice, okay? I do apologize for that. All right, well, with that being said, we got a quote of the day. And we had a quote of the day, and we have a song of the day that's coming up. And I tell you, that's always a good thing, because you know we have some very good stuff going on. We get to the song of the day and quote of the day. And lately, I'm telling you, I've been getting a couple of good quotes of the day. I thought I'd pick some good quotes of the day, but. I'm telling you, I got people sending me quotes and I'm like, okay, y'all, I can't read all the quotes, you know what I mean? So I have to take them as they come. You know, I have to choose which ones are right for the day. I really do. But it's okay. We got it going on. Yes, we do. Okay? So anyway, let's roll on with the quote of the day. And, We're gonna talk on that for a moment, and we're gonna talk on that and see what's really going on. Let's see, the quote of the day is, "Nothing stops the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude." And that's by Thomas Jefferson. Oh my goodness, can we say that again? Nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. attitude. Boy, I tell you, did y'all get that? Did y'all get that? I hope y'all did. Woo, guest 1509, 1511, thank you for joining us today. Ah, man, I tell you. that's a strong quote right there. Nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. Nothing. Y'all hear that? Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. So long as your mind is right and is doing what it's supposed to do, there's no stopping you. None whatsoever. You can't be halted. You can't be deceived. You got, man, I'm telling you, you're ready to move out, right? Right. That's what I'm talking about right there. Nothing can stop you with the right mental attitude. And, you know, that's the thing. And a lot of our youth, even some of the adults, young adults, the mental attitudes are not there. And they wonder why they're struggling and going around in circles and banging their heads up against the wall because their mental attitude is not there. It's not. So if you're walking around here swearing at everybody owe you something and you know they're going to give you your 40 acres of the mule and all this, you ain't going to make it. The quote right here says it. It says it by itself. Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. That's a deep, man. That is deep. That really is. But anyway, I'm just saying. So let's take that quote into mind. All right. Okay. Now with that, y'all know what the subject of the show is today, right? I don't know why do people want to call me in the middle of my show, 866 numbers. Really? Are they really being that serious right now? Oh, well, they'd be okay. Anyway, the topic of the soul show is jealousy. Why is it so destructive? And we're gonna make it that work today. But y'all know the word jealousy. I know what song I had to play for the song of the day, don't you? And I had to think about it. I'm like, did I play this song before already? But you know what? If I did, oh well, because it goes directly with the topic that we're talking about today. So without further ado, here's Club Nuvo with Jealousy. We'll be right back. By Club Nouveau, and that was the song of the day. That's what I'm talking about right there, the song of the day, y'all. And you know, huh? That's right. All right. We done got all the stuff out of the way, and but contrary, mon frere, we're going to get you on there like today. All right, anyway. The song of the day, man. And without further ado, we're going to roll on with what we're going to, the topic of the day. But first, before we get there, let's go on ahead and mention something real fast. The judge in the Trayvon Martin case, they've gone to a final statements. And the judge has ruled out of some interesting movements this morning in the trial that the jury can only consider murder to manslaughter and not guilty. As far as the verdicts, do you feel these are the right charges the jury should be considering? Is there something else they should be considering? Now, wait a minute. Now, we're not talking about conjecture, or we're not talking about, you know, perception. We're talking about from what you have heard and what is on the table now. You know, is that the right thing, or should it just be a little bit more? So, now that's the question I'm asking at the moment. Now, without further ado, let me bring in this guy right here. He coming to you out of that state of Georgia. Oh, Georgia on my mind. Let's bring Knowledge into the house. What's up, Mr. Knowledge? How you doing today, brother?
What's going on, Mr. Talk? How are you today, my good man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Got these frogs in my throat, but I'm all right.
It's a beautiful day, and I think the judge did the right thing, because they can't get this guy on murder too. But when she scaled it down to manslaughter, he's dead to right on that, because manslaughter, according to the books, means that there was a confrontation. You didn't have malicious intent. However, you did kill somebody. So therefore, you have to pay the price, and I think that's the right thing. If she would have just did murder two, he was going to get off. And I think she's understanding the climate, the racial climate that's going on in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she's instructing the jury not to text or tweet or Facebook or do any of that, read the news, she understands what's going on. So we already knew that it was her decision. For those who didn't know, it's the judge's decision in terms of whatever the prosecutors are trying to get the person on. The judge can take the charge down to another level. And I think that introducing manslaughter is a good idea. I think he'll get convicted of manslaughter. He won't get convicted of murder, too. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I think, I agree 100%. I think she was kind of, she was wise when she did that. But, you know, it kind of works in both ways. And I'm going to tell you why. People are like, it works in both ways. Easy. Number one, it makes it easier for him to be convicted, which a lot of people won't, you know, they want him to be convicted. But number two, it's simple. He doesn't serve as much time as he could have. So, you know, it's a win-win for
true,
both.
True. He'll get about 5 to 10.
Yeah.
That's a long time. No, murder two, he looking at 15, 20 to life.
My point exactly. See, my point is that. Yeah. Now, let's think about it. You know he's going to have to be put in protective custody, correct?
Oh, he's not going to be in GP. He's not going to be
right.
in general population.
So okay, if I'm serving five to ten, you know, and say I spend the majority of that in protective custody, then for good behavior, I could be out in about what 2.5 to 5, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
See, so it's a win-win. You know, he's got convicted, but Jimin don't have to do as much time as you know everybody wanted him to do. I mean, it's the way the game is played.
And he's not, and you're absolutely right in what you're saying. He's probably not going to have to do the whole sentence. They'll probably give him, and I'm just guesstimating, they'll probably give him 5 to 10.
Uh-huh.
And just like you said, he'll probably do about 2.5, maybe 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then and everybody will forget, and then he'll be out, and then there'll be a little blurb that says, oh, George Zimmerman has just been released from prison. And nobody will think anything of it because it's going to be 3 years old.
Right, exactly. And something else is going to be in the news and be headlines. Exactly, that's what's going to happen. Hey, I want to say hello to Debbie Daly. Huh?
And I'm just saying, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. And I think that was very prudent on her part. I kind of got the feeling that she was going to do that because what a lot of people don't understand when you're dealing with law is that the prosecutors went in with murder two only. That was their only thing. And I think they did that to appease the public. It was political reasons behind that because the police work was so shoddy and they just were so delayed on how they handled the case. So they went for the highest level that they could get just to make people think that they were trying to do the right thing. And she came in, and Judge Nelson has been on point the whole time. She's a good judge. Now, I don't know if people are following this, but that's a good judge.
Yeah, I agree with you.
She has controlled her courtroom. She has dictated everything that goes on in her courtroom. She is not letting these men overrun her, and she let them know from day one, here's how we're going to do this. I don't want to talk about race. You can't use racial profiling. You can't talk about any of these matters. And she set a precedent, and she deserves credit for that. She really does. She handled it well.
Yes, very, very well. I agree with you 200%. You know, when she puts her foot down and she doesn't waver at all, and, you know, it moves on. So I like that.
And you know who she reminds me of?
Who?
I want to give a shout out to my girl, D Squared, Debbie Daly. If anybody else was a judge, Debbie Daly would be one. And
goodness.
I would support her 100% for all those
I'm gonna give us some love for that one.
Yes. For all those who are hating, let it be known, Into Knowledge, yes, is down with Debbie Daly. And let it be said. That's
all
it.
Right. Let it be said. That's right. Let it be said. Hey, I ain't got no problem with Debbie either. I like Debbie. I listened to some of her show last night. I was enjoying myself for the most part, you know. But anyway, that's a whole other subject. We probably dip into that a little bit today, too, on this with this topic right here. Anyway, all right. So, once again, that was it. You know, we just wanted to make y'all aware of what's going on in Trayvon Martin case. I'm sure by the end of the week, we'll know whether they done tow Sanford up or or if everything is cool. Now, let's talk about this thing they call jealousy, man. Jealousy, why is it so destructive is today's topic. And
I think that's a great topic, Mr. Chalk. I think it is so fitting.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And, you know, before we always do, we know. all right. Anyway, Debbie, you know, before we go, we always have to say what is, you know, we have to give you a definition. What is jealousy, man? What is jealousy? Well, jealousy is I want to say derivative or, you know, a version of jealous, which means resentment against a rival, a person enjoying success or advantage, etc., or against another success or advantage itself. All right. So that's basically what jealousy is, okay? And that's out of dictionary.com if y'all want to go and check it out. Make sure, you know, I'm not. But, yeah, jealousy is a derivative of jealous. And we all know that jealousy and being jealous of someone can do a whole lot of harm. A whole lot of harm. You know, it can do so much harm. Well, what is the difference between envy and jealousy? Oh, man. Well, see, Debbie, and that's the thing. A lot of people get the two mixed up. You know, envy someone, you just basically how can
you
I
say wanna it? Be, you wanna you be want in to be in their position.
Right, right. You know, you want to have what they have. As far as jealousy,
that's destructive.
Yeah, that's destructive. You're doing everything you can do to ruin that person, ruin their, whether it's their status or, you know, make them lose a job or, you know, ruin a relationship for them, things like
exactly.
that. So that's the difference between the two. And you know what, though? Excuse me. Let me tell y'all something. I told y'all yesterday when I got off I was going to Bible study, right? And, you know,
right.
I did. You know, I go to my Bible study and I'm enjoying it. And it's amazing that the minister that was up there teaching class, he brought something to the forefront. And as soon as he said it, it hit me upside my head. Jealousy has been around since the beginning of time. The beginning of time. Cain and Abel. Think about it now. Why did Cain kill Abel? Because he was jealous. Duh. Anybody caught on to that?
actually, Mr. Talk, it goes a little deeper than it goes. You're right in what you're saying, but it goes a little deeper. It goes a little deeper than that.
Oh, you want to go to the serpent, and you want to go to the serpent, and you want to go to God.
See, I'm gonna get into the esoteric meaning of Cain and Abel, because there's a reason why. In the English language, when you go to school, they teach you vowels first.
Right.
And I'm going to give you an example of why they teach you vowels. Cain, C-A-I-N.
Huh.
Take the A out and put in the O. And what do you have?
Wait a minute now. Okay.
Take the A out, put in the O.
Point.
And what do you have?
Point.
Now,
okay.
What it Cain represented industry. Abel was somebody who was able to do something that involved the land. Now, once, and here's how the story goes on the surface. Cain and Abel went to God, and Cain showed God his fruits. And Abel showed God his fruits.
Mm-hmm.
God gave favor to Abel. Cain didn't like it. He became jealous.
Ooh, that is the key word today, y'all. Jealous.
He became jealous. So what he did was he killed his brother to gain favor for God. Now, this is the first murder that was committed according to the Bible.
Okay.
And what did God do? God banished Cain, but he put a mark on Cain and said, "Nobody shall touch you." Why did God do that? Because Cain was industrious. And what did Cain do after he got banished? He went and built a city. Hence, coin, money, industry.
Now, that is a very interesting view of that. I've never heard that one before.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I've never heard that version before.
Boy, I got so much shit, Mr. Charles. You have no idea. You have no idea.
Wow!
Yeah.
But that
Cain represents industry. That's why you can take the vowel out and put in the O and have coin. Now, I'll give you another example of how you can extrapolate with these vowels. Sun, S-U-N. Take the U out, which is a vowel, and put an O in. You have the exact same word with a different meaning.
Right.
This is why you're taught vowels first when you go to school. They're telling you something without telling you something.
Wow. That is the boy, I tell you, that is
A-E-I-O-U. Didn't we all learn that? A-E-I-O-U.
Yeah, and don't forget sometimes.
They taught all of us that, and there's a reason why they teach you that. It's because the English language is coded. It has double meanings. And if you don't know the origin of it, you will never understand the meaning of words. Never. Etymology, I have always been an advocate of this. Etymology should be a required text in all schools. And they'll never do it. They'll never do it. Because they don't want you to understand where words come from. Just like when you talk about the word religion. Religion comes from the Latin word religio. What that means is to bind, to tie together. That's what religion is.
Wow. That was okay.
You know what?
We're gonna have to put a class together on that right there. Yeah, because that's going a little bit too deep for what we're gonna go ahead and say right now.
Man, I'm telling you, I got a million of them.
All right, we're gonna work with them too. Yes, we are. But I want to stay right here right now. I just wanted to bring that out, you know. But you're right; it does go deeper than that. That's true, you know. And as I was thinking about it, you know, you can kind of say it went back to the garden. You know, when the serpent was in the tree, but that's a whole different thing. I'm not a preacher, nothing, y'all. So we gonna leave that alone.
No,
all right?
No, it's the same thing, Mr. Trump. It's the same thing. You know, the symbol of the American Medical Association. Have you ever seen that symbol?
Yeah.
The two snakes.
Yep, I've seen it.
They took that from the Garden of Eden because the two snakes are intertwined in an olive branch.
That's right. It sure is. I picked that up when I was a kid. Yeah, okay. But anyway, let me look at something what David Daly is saying in the chat room. Well, before we said that, earlier when I first started the show, Enjoying Life said, jealousy can make you lose a good thing, which is, okay, I'm thinking she's talking about a relationship. And that's right, it can. It can. But David Daly says, Jealousy is a verb. Envy is an emotion. Well, I actually think jealousy is an emotion also, isn't it? Or am I looking at it the wrong way? I had it right here. I think both of them are actually emotions, aren't they? Shouldn't they be considered
emotions? No, she's right.
Really?
Jealousy, she said, which one is a verb?
She said jealousy is a verb. So jealous would be the emotion.
That's an action. Jealousy
right.
is an
okay.
action.
But what about
envy?
Envy
is an emotion. She's absolutely okay. right.
But if you're envying someone, then that's an action?
No.
Okay.
No, that's an emotion. No, if you can be envious of someone and not do anything.
Oh.
If you're jealous, you're going to do something.
Now, that's a good point. If you're jealous, okay, does that mean you have to do something? Could you be just jealous of someone and not do anything?
No. By definition, that's why I'm saying she's right. By definition, if you're jealous, you're going to do something about it. You're going to do something about it. And that's why she's saying it's a verb, because it's an action.
Okay.
It's something that you actually manifest. Envy means that I can sit back. I can envy you and never say anything and never do anything. I can just be envious of you. But if I'm jealous, if I'm jealous of you, it's going to be the cause for some type of action. I got to do something if I'm jealous.
All right. Yeah, David will say when you're jealous, you tend to act and do something about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I know where she's going with that.
Okay, I'm just clarifying. All right, y'all. Today we're talking about jealousy and why is it so destructive. If you want to join the conversation, give me a call here on Let's Call at 347-838-8622, and we'd be more than happy to hear what you got to say about it. Hit me up on Gmail at EricLet'sTalk@gmail.com. Hey, come on, y'all. Let's get this thing hopping because I'm ready.
Yeah, Eric. I'm sitting here wondering where's all your people at? Where they at? Because I had a good conversation with somebody today. I had a good conversation with a real man today, and he gave me some insight. And I'm all good. I'm all good now.
You're good now. All right.
Man, I'm all good now, and I'm going in.
All right. That I'm talking about.
I'm going in. So, like Mr. Talk said, call in.
Yeah. Call
Go for
in,
what
y'all.
You know.
Come on.
Let's handle it.
That's right. So, I guess the next question I want to ask is, what causes a person to become jealous? What drives you to be jealous? Of anything, of someone. What causes this? Chat room? What's going on, chat room? I see Debbie handling things, but I know I got a couple other people in there. Warning, Debbie says, wanting something you do not have. Huh.
That's what it is.
That's what it is, huh?
Yeah.
But how do you get to that point? Do you just look at it and say, man, I don't like them because that's what they got. I want that hair. I mean,
here's what it is, Mr. Talk. Here's what it is.
Uh-huh.
What happens is that when people become jealous, they see something that they are, and I'm using these two words, and this might confuse people now, but hear me out. They see something that they're envious about. See, envious is not an action. That's just a thought. That's just a thought. When you actually put it into action, it becomes jealousy. So say, for instance, you got this particular female, and I see her, and she's very friendly, and I'm feeling her, and she's engaging me. If I'm not properly equipped, I'm going to take that the wrong way. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to look at you in a different way, even though you didn't even do anything.
Okay.
Now I become jealous because now I'm feeling like I want to disrupt the situation because I'm thinking that I have a connection with this person and I want to move this other person out of the way.
Huh. All right.
However, if that person lets me know that I can't do it,
right,
it adds to my jealousy.
Oh, my
so now I have to figure out what else I can do to uh-huh. move that person out of the way so I can get huh. what I want.
Ah, so let me back up one moment and let me ask you this question from something you said a minute ago. So, from what I understand and what you're saying, envy, as far as envying someone, is the precursor to getting to a jealousy, to being jealous
exactly.
of someone.
Exactly.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that. Okay.
Exactly.
So y'all heard that? Yeah.
You okay. become envious first. Which
uh-huh.
means that you sit and you look and you're like, oh, man, I wish I had that.
Right.
When you become jealous is when you act on that emotion.
Hmm.
When you actually step in and try to disrupt whatever the hell is going on.
But if that's the case, then how do you get to that point to where, okay, you want what they want, okay, and normal people, if they to that point, you know, they some people. Well, I know what I would do is say, okay, I'm gonna work. I'm gonna work and get to where I want to. So why? How do you get to the point to where you become jealous of someone else and start want to do them harm?
Because Mr. Talk, you're well adjusted.
Uh huh.
So your thought pattern is not on that level.
Okay. That's true.
People who are not well adjusted, uh-huh. they fall victim to envy and jealousy.
Okay, wait a minute. Before we go any further, go on to break down what well adjusted is. Okay. So those
well,
out there
well
that do not know.
Well adjusted means that I'm gonna give you an example, just as myself. Well adjusted means that I can meet a woman. And the woman can tell me that she has a boyfriend or that she has a husband.
Uh-huh.
And I respect that. So at that point that she tells me that, my thought process doesn't go any further than her having a boyfriend or a husband. So I don't disrespect that relationship, regardless of how our friendship works out. So that means I can say, yeah, I ride or die for her. But people who don't have that particular disposition, who don't have that understanding, will misconstrue it and think, oh, you just smelling her. You just all up on her. You just want to be this. You just want to be that. See, they're thinking on a much lower level. Well, I'm thinking on a much higher level. That's a person that I want to be associated with because they have a functional relationship. They're in a good relationship, and that's what I want to gravitate towards, even though I may not have it. I admire it. I respect it, and I'll show my respect for it. But when I become envious and jealous,
uh-huh.
I want to break it down. I want to tear it apart because I want what you already have. So I want to take it from you. That's where envy and jealousy comes in. Mm. I want to take what you have.
Oh,
I don't appreciate what you have.
Mm.
I don't respect what you have. I want what you have, and I'll do anything to get it.
Wow.
That's how,
okay.
that's just my take on it. I'm not saying it's right
or
wrong.
On it.
That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
And jealousy is one of the worst emotions that a human being can have. Because jealousy, the byproduct of jealousy is destruction. People who are jealous destroy.
Ah, thus the key word, destroy. They
100%. 100%. Nobody can sit here, nobody can call in on your show and say I was jealous and didn't destroy something. They destroyed something. They tore something up because they were jealous. They couldn't control their emotions.
Wow. Now, see, there we go. There we go. So how do we go, how do we figure out whether it's jealousy or just, I guess, just an act of just being straight up mean? You know, is there any way we can cite the jealousy before it happens, or is it just something that happens?
No.
And
no,
you're blindsided.
You can't fight jealousy. You can't do it. And there's only one way to fight jealousy. You have to kill it.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the only way. Yeah. That's the only way. I'm sorry. I don't, for all your listeners, I'm not being rude. I'm not being disrespectful. That's the only way you can fight jealousy. You have to kill it. You have to stamp it out.
Well, my goodness. How did you go about doing that, though? I mean, if someone is envious with you.
Well, Mr. Talk, now you're trying to get me in trouble.
I'm not going there with you. Look, somebody asked that question. It just came to me.
Okay.
So somebody asked
here's my thing, and I can only go based on my experiences. I've experienced some things on BTR, and for those I'm outside smoking because I can't smoke in my apartment. And I don't like smoking in my apartment because I have fragrances.
Oh, that's a good thing.
I keep my shit clean, ergonomic, everything. And that's why I don't have women over here, because as soon as they come over here, they try to start doing stuff, and I can't have that. So, anyway, I digress.
Okay.
My point is that the only way that you can stamp out jealousy is that you either have to separate yourself from it. If you engage yourself, somebody's got to go. And what I would subscribe is don't engage yourself in jealousy. Don't do it. Because if you engage yourself, then there's going to be a part of you that comes out that you didn't even know existed.
Well, okay. All right. And okay, let's see. David Dale or Heather, because she says Heather is not Debbie, but it says, Heather says, I think people are born with jealousy in them, and it's a demon that people fight. It's almost the same equivalent as addiction.
People are not born with. Jealousy is a learned behavior. It's not something you're born with.
It's a learned behavior?
Yeah, because as a baby, who the hell are you jealous of as a baby?
You just want
attention. As a baby, you just want to be cared for. Now, as you mature and as you grow, then you start to recognize differences. You start to see how certain people are treated differently based on how they look, how they act, how they represent themselves, how people treat you. That's a learned behavior. And jealousy is extremely destructive. People kill over jealousy. They don't kill over envy.
Wow. Let's see, Heather says, I used to be jealous of my friends when they got a toy and no one told me to feel jealous. Huh.
Right. That's a learned behavior. The behavior is the toy. You were jealous over a toy, which now, as an adult, means nothing to you.
But okay, let me go back for a moment, because I'll read what she said, and I'm sure you're reading it too. I used to be jealous when my brother was born because he got the attention and I didn't get 100% attention too. And I was three or four years old. So, but wait a minute. Is that learned or is that just a natural thing we learn?
That's learned. It's through observation. Read again what she said. She became jealous because of what she observed. That's a learned behavior.
Uh-huh.
That's not innate. You weren't jealous just because you popped up and you saw him being treated a certain way. You learned some things, and then you realize, oh, he's being treated this way, and I'm not. That's cognizant. That's thinking. You're thinking that. That's what I mean by learned behavior. You have to think it first in order for it to manifest itself. If you don't think it, it doesn't manifest.
You're right.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, now that you're putting it that way, I do understand that. Yes. You very smart, whoever this guy is. Hey, I want to give a shout out to
Debbie. Debbie, you know what? Yeah, okay. Anyway, Debbie Daly, D squared.
It's not Debbie, it's Heather. I guess that's her daughter.
Heather said that?
Yeah, Heather said that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Heather knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, she said, well,
it was something. It was something that she observed, and then she manifested it in her mind, and then she came to the realization, even though she was only 3 years old, she was like, oh, he's being treated differently than me. I don't like this. That's a thought process. That's not something you're born with.
So how do we prevent ourselves from hitting this trap they call jealousy, being jealous of someone? How do we prevent ourselves from going there?
You have to properly evolve. Okay? Let me give you an example.
Okay?
When I went to college and...
To college?
I went to college, I was at a university at 17 years old.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm from the hood, and people get me confused because they hear me talk, and it's like, oh, he's so intellectual. He's this and that. See, I don't even bite on that shit. That I'm not impressed by intellectual people. I'm not impressed by intelligence. I'm impressed by what a person does versus what they talk about. And that's where people get me confused. And then all of a sudden, they think I'm soft. But what they don't realize, I grew up on the dope turf, okay? My partners were stick-up kids. My partners had, and I'm talking back in the late 70s and early 80s, okay? My partners was on crack. My partners were stick-up kids. My partners were slinging boulders. See, I'm coming with that slang shit right now. Slaying boulders. That means you're selling crack. For all of you who don't know what slinging boulders means, that means you're selling crack. Those were all my friends. But I grew up with the type of cats where they didn't try to enlist you into what you were doing. And see, when I was growing up, your status was being an athlete. So that's what I did. I was an athlete. I was a student. When my neighborhood went bad, guess whose house never got broken into? Never. My mother's house. Never.
That's what I'm talking about.
Nobody ever touched my mother's house. Why? Because I was a kid on the block. I was a kid that was a student. I was a kid that was an athlete. And those Negroes who were doing all the dirt looked up to me, because they respected what I was doing, even though they knew they were doing wrong. They respected it. And I had status because of that. So I could go to Castlemont during football games where fights would already break out, always break out. I could go to McClinan's in West Oakland where fights would always break out. And my senior year, we went undefeated. Man, fools were throwing rocks at the bus. Everything, but my partners was always there. They never let nobody put a hand on me, ever, because there was a code. And there was a code in the street that we don't have now, because our young people now get recruited into this stuff.
Yeah.
They get baited into, oh, come on, boy, I'll hook you up. Let me lace you with... I'll give you a couple of rocks. You sell that. You do the right thing. I got you.
Right.
I'll supply you. And see, when I was growing up, even though they were doing that, they didn't recruit you into that. They respected what you were doing, and they left it alone. I'm going to tell you what my partners used to tell me. Pat, it's 7 o'clock. We about to go do some things. You need to go home. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm going to hang with y'all. And they were like, no, no, nigga, no, you're not. I know your mother. You ain't hanging out with us. Take your ass home. See, that's a whole different mentality. And you, when I talk about what I'm talking about now, and you look at today's you, it's completely different.
Yeah, yeah.
and that's where we are, is that people don't understand that back in the day, it was completely different. Man, all my partners that I grew up with in Oakland,
right.
Mr. Talk, they either dead or they're in jail.
Ooh,
all
boy.
Of them.
That feeling.
All of
yeah.
them. I can go back to my neighborhood. They still know my name. These are young kids. These are kids I don't even know. My son is 24 years old.
Right.
I go back. His best friend is Vietnamese. You know what his best friend told me? He was like, he calls me OG. He was like, oh, OG, I know about you. You used to be the cat that went up to Bella Vista and played basketball. I heard you had a hell of a jump shot. I don't even know this kid.
Wow.
I only know this kid because my son knows him.
Uh-huh.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right. I got you.
So that's where the disconnect is that, and he's Vietnamese, and he's more black than most of the black people I know in that neighborhood. And he's Vietnamese.
Wow.
And he talks to me. He calls me Pops. My son don't even call me Pops.
Wow. Well, let me ask this question.
Go ahead.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm going to open up a can of worms now because, I'm looking at reading. So what is, yes, I'm going to open it up. I'm not going to keep it closed anymore. Here it is. It's out there. Why in the world, what's going on with Blog Talk Radio? Why is there so much jealousy on Blog Talk Radio? I mean, there's more than enough room for everyone.
I'm glad you brought that up. And I'm glad you opened that can of worms because I'm about to serve those can of worms on a plate. Here we go. The reason why there's so much hate is because, and I'm going to quote somebody who I consider my main man now. And you don't know him by name.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to say his name is B.
Okay.
As in victory.
Uh-huh.
And this is what he told me today. He was like, Patrick, you have these guys who were nothing-ass motherfuckers in high school. They weren't on the football team. They were the kid that got beat up at the locker. They were the kid that got talked down to. And now they can come on BTR and hide behind a moniker and a screen name. And when he said that shit to me, it made perfect sense because I wasn't that type of guy. And that's why I come across the way that I do.
Right.
I played sports. I played football. I was on the football team. I played varsity. I was a starter. I was all city. I didn't have those problems. I didn't have them. But when he said that to me, I was like, oh, shit. That makes sense. That makes sense. And he was like, you talking to guys who just, they were just nothing ass motherfuckers when they were in high school. They either weren't accepted or they didn't know how to fit in or whatever the case may be. Now they come on Blog Talk Radio and they stick their chest out. And then all of a sudden, now they're somebody because they have a show that people listen to.
Oh, okay.
So now they're somebody. For the first time in their freaking lives, they're somebody.
So what does the web? Yeah. I agree. Well, where does the envy come in at on this, though? Because earlier we said that envy leads to jealousy, right? So what is the envy? I mean, unless you Tavis Smiley or one of the other, you know, I guess,
They can't even touch that. Tavis Smiley.
Right.
Tavis Smiley is a made man.
Thank you.
The fact that he's on Blog Talk Radio is bullshit from the very beginning. He's only there to create more hits. Tavis Smiley don't need Blog Talk Radio.
Exactly.
Tavis Smiley is on NPR.
Uh-huh.
He's a made man.
Yes, he is.
What the fuck? He doesn't need Blog Talk Radio for nothing.
He could
drop off Blog Talk Radio today. Guess what? Don't hurt his status. You'll still see him on TV. You'll still see him with Cornel West. You'll
uh-huh.
still see them doing their poverty tour. You'll still see him on Tavis Smiley Late Night on PBS. You'll still see him doing his Black Summit. You'll still see him on network television. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter. But what Blog Talk Radio does, it gives people a voice who, under normal circumstances, would never have a voice. And that's where the envy comes in. And then you have certain people who are, they have this magnetism about them. And
uh-huh.
I don't want to mention no names, but I'm going to throw her out there. D Squared, you know, she has a magnetic personality.
All right.
She's a perfect example of how these fools act. They get incensed. They get crazy. You know, they flock to her. And then when she's not really feeling it, then
uh-huh.
they feel affronted by it. And then they turn. Like vampires, they'll turn on you. One of my favorite movies is Underworld.
Oh, I love those movies.
Underworld. I'm a big occult person, and what Underworld talks about is how you can infect people unbeknownst to you.
Right.
They can get infected, and then if they don't like what you're doing,
uh-huh.
turn on you.
All right. Well, hold on. We got Goofy in the house now. So let's
bring his ass on.
Mr. Goofy, happy Thursday to you, man. What's going on?
Come on. Step up.
Goofy?
Step up
Are
to
you
the
there?
Plate.
Are you there, Goofy? He probably is finishing up that doobie.
No, oh, what's up?
What's up, gentlemen?
What's going on today?
Yeah, what's really going on?
Are you still crying from fucking last night? You didn't let that shit go?
Okay. You still on that? We're not doing that on this show.
We're not doing that on this show,
Goofy.
I'm just calling
Goofy,
in to see what's
talk
up.
About the subject matter. Goofy, talk
well,
about the
subject?
Subject matter.
I'm just calling in. Well, what's the subject?
Talk about the subject matter. We're not doing that right now. I can meet you on your show, and then we can do that. We're not doing that here. I respect Mr. Talk Show. You're not going to talk over me, kid. I respect Mr. Talk Show. You're not going to talk over me. We're not doing that right now. We're not doing that right now, kid. Kid, you're not listening. Okay, you really don't. I know you don't. But in my eyes, you're a kid.
Wait. Okay, hold up. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
wait.
Break it up. Break it because Mr.
Hold
Talk,
on.
I already told you.
Right.
I already told
yeah.
you.
All right. No.
Mute me. Mute me and let him talk. Mute me.
Uh-huh.
I'm
All
telling
right.
you now.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out. Because
it ain't going down like that. It ain't
talk.
Going down like that. Goofy, fuck you.
Okay. All right.
Oh wow. Big bad knowledge, huh? Why don't you take your flight to Oakland so I can shut
Goofy.
Your fucking mouth?
Goofy.
You fucking
Goofy.
Want to be a fucking strong warrior and think you're hardcore? Prove it, motherfucker. That's all I got to say. Shit. You come on Blog Talk Radio, you act like you want to be a white knight and try to save some people? Motherfucker, good luck. Shit. You want to talk like people are bitches in life and fucking come on the Blog Talk Radio with the fucking attitude? You're just proving what you're just fucking saying. Knowledge. Let's be real. I just called to see what the hell is going on here. What's the subject? And you want to come out here with a fucking barbaric attitude like, well, bring that motherfucker on and all this shit. Be a real man, Knowledge. I don't come on the Mr. Talk Show to disrespect. I come on here to put my fucking 2 cents in. And Mr. Talk, I'm sorry that I have to do this on your show, but sometimes motherfuckers need to understand what the hell is really going on here. Fucking bullshit, man.
Okay. Now, since I have no freaking idea what's going on, can somebody enlighten me? Okay, we're talking about jealousy and envy right now. So this is changed right here. What's up, Rob? I see you out there.
I'm sorry that this came onto your show, but last night Knowledge came onto my show. He obviously had something up his ass because he wanted to prove a point. See, what goes on at Blog Talk Radio, it's going to be drama, regardless of what, who, or whatever. And it all starts with good old Debbie. Back in the days when Blog Talk Radio was fucking nothing, we were all on here enjoying ourselves. But then it took one person to think that she was better than others and start putting down people and trying to get everybody on her team. But then in the end, she turns her back on everybody else. Then that's where it builds hate. Millions of people on this fucking network know who the fuck Debbie Daly is. And I'm going to tell you, 75% of those people hate her fucking guts. She used to have a wonderful show on here. Everyone had a wonderful show until she brought some people to come troll and fucking destroy this wonderful network. Now, all of us here doing what the fuck we do, trying to enjoy ourselves, we have to deal with this drama, okay? Now, we don't need no outsiders like you who haven't even put in time on Blog Talk Radio to start coming around here and fucking waving your fucking hand, acting like you're going to do something. I'm sorry, man. But shit, whatever happens on Blog Talk Radio, let it be. You can't change shit. I can't change shit. So just let it be. But if you want to go and fucking cross that line and act like you're going to be some motherfucker, you already know where I'm at. You know what the fuck to do. So don't come on here and try to scare motherfuckers, because ain't nobody scared. You might have a big voice on here, but ain't nobody scared. Come on, man. Be real. You really want to get your ass fucking thrown in a fucking body bag over some stupid shit on a goddamn internet fucking website? Handle it. It ain't no thing to me. Handle it.
Okay, wait a minute. Jesus Christ.
You know what? Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Todd. I didn't mean to destroy this fucking perfect show. Because I come on this show because this show is one of the greatest shows on Blog Talk Radio. It is fucking straight balance. Everyone has an opinion. Nobody's fucking, nobody's got the spotlight on them except for you. Everyone here is equal. You know, that's why I love this show, because there's no drama, there's no fucking this, that, that, and this. But when certain individuals want to bring that shit in here, it pisses me off, because this is not the place. Go to my show and act stupid. Motherfuck this and motherfucker this. Go to my show and act stupid.
Okay.
Don't come on the Mr. Talk Show and fucking act stupid. That's all I can
right.
say. Hey, Mr.
Okay.
Talk, I'm done.
All right. All right. Now, wow, I don't know what the hell is going on, but I'm going to put it out there. I have no problem with Debbie Daly. I don't. You know, I go on her show, and she's more than welcome to come on my show. As I said before, you know, I have no problem with that. Look, I'm not all about the drama. I'm not. So whatever is going on with Debbie Daly, y'all need to fix that crap, okay? But, you know. Like Goofy said and Knowledge said, don't bring it here, okay, because we don't do that. But either way, let me bring Vernon on real fast, and then I'm going to open up the mics again, and we'll talk about what we're talking about, and we're going to leave all that other stuff alone. But I see what jealousy and envy does come from where? From within. But go ahead, Vernon, you open, man.
I'm kind of scared to talk, Eric. I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm just going by. Hey, I'm just going to, hey, you know me. Go ahead.
What's going on with you, Mr. Talk, man? You sound like your nose stopped up or something, man.
Yeah, man. Allergies, man. Just allergies. Just allergies. You know, we haven't had any rain in a while, so, you know, they beginning to float around and what have you.
Yeah, okay. Hey, man, I was just trying to see what the hell was going on. It was going, you know, but anyway... What are we talking about? Jealousy, right?
Yeah, jealousy and envy. Jealousy and envy.
Or
jealousy. Basically, just jealousy, why is it so destructive? And I guess basically you just see what it can lead to, I guess. I'm not saying that it's jealous of the other, but you understand what I'm saying? From just that exchange right there is, oh, man, that thing, that's some mad burn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, like knowledge said earlier, man. Jealousy, envy leads to jealousy. You know.
Right.
It's like I said, it's very destructive because it's a situation where somebody else wants what somebody else has, and even better. You know. You know, most of the time it don't just stop where at the point where I just want what you got. I want what you got, and I want it better than what you got it.
You know,
yeah,
it's
a. Go ahead.
No, well, I was gonna say, and you know, I opened the can up because I said, why is it so bad on Blog Talk Radio? Because, like I said, I go by and try and support other shows, and you know, I hear them talking bad about certain ones and people. And I'm like, why? You know, besides a few people on here. Nobody really knows the other person. Understand what
Let me tell you something, Mr. Talk. Hey, what's going on, Bernie?
What's going on, man?
Man, I'm just trying to maintain. I'm just maxing and relaxing. But I'm gonna tell you like this, okay? When he brought Goofy on, all I said was when Goofy went on his little rant because he didn't like the fact that I gave him an introduction that was not so acrimonious. He didn't like that. And I was like, yeah, bring him on. And I said, and then I said specifically, stick to the topic. Let's talk about the subject. Then he went off into his little thing about me being on his show. And that's the crux of what we're talking about, envy and jealousy. And he's sitting here talking about this Blog Talk Radio stuff. Man, come on. And I'm like you, Vernon. We deal with shit in real life, okay? damn the conversation, okay? Let's talk about what's really going on, okay? You show up at my doorstep. I show up at your doorstep. We handle it. That's what it is. It's done. We're good. Everybody get everything off their chest. But to sit here and argue back and forth, and that was the whole point in everything that I was saying on Blog Talk Radio, is that you got these people who are hiding behind a computer and a screen sitting here trying to talk about real life. Come on, man. I'm 52 years old. Okay, Vernon, and I know you've been in the game a long time yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so we ain't got time to be sitting here trying to prove something over a damn telephone.
Well, hold on. Let's bring Ebony in. Hello, Ebony.
And I hate the fact that Ebony has seen me in a completely different light now.
Oh, really?
I want y'all to act right now. Ebony on him.
Okay, you can act how you like. I mean, you know, hey, it doesn't matter. You need to be true to who you are. If you're gonna mix it up for me, then you got issues. I can't help you, right? I really can't help you, because you know, hey, if you're talking about let's keep it real. You know, that's the bit that I like. So, what's going on? How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Good.
Yeah. Well, as
we're
I was doing
great.
The show, yeah, as I was doing the show today, I thought, let me hang out with you for a little bit.
That's so sweet. Well, thank you.
Yeah, I had to go to an awards show today for my day job, and we
nice
won our
picture.
Award.
Nice. Yeah,
you like
that's
the picture?
Nice. Yeah, I like
thank
the picture.
You.
That was cool.
Yeah. We actually won the award. My tenant, she won the award, tenant of the year, and so I'm really proud of her. But it was in the Concord Center. So. Yeah, we were like up, screaming, shouting, banging down the place, and like drinking champagne and having lots of wine. So it was lovely. It was lovely. So you know, when I was talking to you guys last night, I was actually buying the dress. That's the dress I bought last night. Yeah,
really? That was
so,
the one?
Yeah, that was the dress I bought. That's why I said I had to concentrate. I had to find the dress. But yeah, that was the dress I bought. But yeah, it was a great day today. So. I only just got back home. It took us about 2.5 hours to get there and 2.5 hours to get back. We went on first class on the train, but it's a long journey. It's a long journey, but it was fun.
I like them trains in Europe. They're fun. They are fun. But anyway, what you think about jealousy and envy?
Well, you know, I think guys have their issues with jealousy and envy, of course, because I hear your little conversation about what might go on between you. But I don't know if that's so much jealousy, or that may just be that, you know, everybody has their little ways of being. And sometimes, you know, that can come into conflict. You know, it can create a little bit of conflict between you. I think with women, there tends to be more clear evidence of, like, envy, you know. I don't know. I think there is always that. We look at, because of the way that we have been conditioned to look at each other, always be trying to check out, does she have a better dress than me? Do you know, like, interesting, you know, the dress I wore today, I was talking to one of my girls about it. She said, oh, I saw your dress on Facebook. And I said, yeah, you know, I just put the picture up. It ain't a big deal. She said, oh, I like the dress, but I don't know if I like the shoes. I don't know. I don't know if I could wear those shoes. I said, Hold on. Why are you in my shoes? Like, what the hell is that going to do with anything? Like, you know, she was like, oh, you know, they look a little bit high. Well, they're uncomfortable. I was like, do you see? Like, could you not just say, I like the dress. I like what you were wearing. Full stop. We end the conversation there. Where does it go into a whole thing about trying to, you know, break it down to a place where you can feel comfortable because you've had a chance to, you know, attack something that has nothing to do with anything. So it's just a dress. I liked it. I wore it. The shoes were, I liked them. I wore it. I had a great time. Big deal. But, you know, that's the kind of thing you get with women. So women, you know, it's a different, I think there is always going to be envy. I don't have an issue with the envy or the jealousy, as long as people are not malicious with it. Because sometimes envy can be a positive thing. You can actually see someone doing something greater than you, and it can encourage you to want to do better. You know, I know when I first did my very first marathon, my friend in America, he did two. And I was like, you're 42 and you did two marathons and I haven't done one. You know what? I'm going to do one. I have to do one, right? And now I've done one. I have to do two. So there was a little bit of envy because I was like, you know, we're a similar age and he's done two marathons. Like, and I look at him, I was like, you don't look that super fit. Like, I could do that better than you. But you know what? That propelled me to go out and train and achieve what he achieved. At least one of the things that she...
Okay, so you...
So, you know, it's not always a negative thing.
Right.
It can be a positive thing.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
I see that
you
point.
Can use it for a positive thing. So it's when it's malicious that it's a problem. You know, if it's malicious, you know, you really, you know, you envy the person and you want them to... You want to stop them from doing whatever they're doing, or you want to bring them down, you know, or you want to hurt them, then there's something wrong with it, right? You know, that's the evil side of jealousy, because if you can see someone and just, you know, and accept that they're different and maybe go, oh, right, I'd love to have your figure, oh, I'd love to have whatever, or your features or your hair or your whatever, you can do that. But if it gets malicious, I think that's the problem.
That's when jealousy. To admire a quality is not jealousy.
Yeah, but the jealousy could be that, okay, I am not as good as you look, or I'm not as, you know, I don't have what you have. I may not have a great big butt like you have, or I may not have the waist you have. But you get what I'm saying? But I don't hate you for it. I'm not hating
you. Then you're not jealous.
So jealous has to have hate. That's what
I think that should motivate somebody.
Yeah,
I think jealousy
is a destructive emotion. You can't.
Well, I'm
logically,
about to ask a question.
You can't logically rationalize being jealous, meaning that if what you're describing, Ebony, is admiration. That's not jealousy.
There's a difference. When you're jealous,
that's a destructive emotion. Because out of jealousy comes destruction. That anybody that you know that's actually jealous, anybody that I know that's actually jealous, anybody that's on this phone or listening to this program, when they talk about somebody that's jealous, it's negative. It's never positive. Never. You can't be jealous and admire somebody at the same time.
So
either you admire them, either you admire that big butt, you admire that figure, you admire the fact that they can run that quarter of a mile or 5K or 10K or whatever they're running in such and such a time and you couldn't do it. Yeah, you admire that. You're not jealous of it. When you're jealous of it, you hate what they're doing.
Okay. But what about when God says, I'm a jealous God, right?
You're getting into something entirely different now.
He does say, I'm a jealous God.
Yeah.
Okay.
And here's how I will answer that.
If you
read your Bible correctly, the God in the Old Testament is different from the God in the New Testament. They're two different gods. If you read your Bible carefully, the God in the Old Testament destroyed, killed, had no affection for people. The God in the New Testament was a loving God, was a forgiving God, was a graceful God. Go back and read your Bible.
I'm just looking at the definition. The definition in the dictionary says jealousy is an adjective which means feeling resentment against someone because of that person's rivalry, success, or advantages, often followed by some negative behaviors. So
right.
Feeling resentment because of another person's success, advantage, or wealth.
Right. So where's the positive element in that?
There isn't one.
Exactly.
I found one, but maybe I've given a new definition to jealousy.
See, Ebony, you know, one reason why I like you is because you're very altruistic.
Oh, okay.
And I won't tell you what that means because you have a dictionary. You can look it up.
Yeah, I can look it up, babe.
you're very altruistic, and I admire that quality in people. However, in real life, you learn the difference. Altruism versus realism. You can be altruistic all you want. You can think the best all you want. Guess what? You're going to come in contact with the opposite end of that.
I have felt the opposite end. And I recently dropped someone who has been a friend for a while and a girlfriend because of that continuous jealousy crap. It's like, I will put out for you. I want to see the best for you. This is how I am with all my friends, and anybody who knows me will say the same. I will put out and do 100% for you. I will go the extra mile for you. I want to see you be the greatest person you can be. That's how I approach life. okay? Whatever I'm doing, you know, I'm going to, if I can see a way that you can benefit, I'm going to bring you in. I don't have a problem with that, right? But I expect the same. I expect the same from you. I don't expect this whole foolishness that women do of, like, I'm sizing up what you're doing compared to what I do. And if it's better than you, then, you know, I have to find a way to get some advantage. No, no, no. That can't work for me. And if I see you're that kind of person, no, it's over. We cannot rock. We cannot roll. So that's my problem sometimes with people who want to get close to me, who will be, you know, I want to be your friend, right? You know, as soon as I see those elements, those characters, those behaviors of, you know, feeling that you always want to be better than me and you need to prove something to me, then there's a problem, because there's nothing to prove. You know, we're both on a journey. We're going there in different directions. We may be looking at different ways to get there, but we're on a journey, and I respect your journey. I want you to respect mine, but you don't have to be who I am. You don't have to do what I do. You just have to respect I'm on my journey, and I'm respecting you in the same way. If we can't have that mutuality, then I'll let you go. It ain't a problem. I'll let you go, and I'll keep it moving. Bottom line. That's where I am. Are you guys still there?
In the words of Ace Ventura, well, all righty then.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's where I am at. I just kind of, you know, I don't have time for the BS that you get from people, you know, who, if you know, if you, we all have an opportunity, I say, in life to achieve whatever we want to. If we want to put our minds to, we want to work hard enough, we can have anything, all right? And you may have found an easier way to make whatever your success is. I'm happy for you. You know, you might want to share some of what you've learned with me. If you do, I'm fine. If you don't, that's fine. But you know what? Don't look at any little thing that I'm doing and be trying to cry me down and pull me down, you know, so you can feel good about yourself. You know, that was my ex. I let him go. I let it go. Keep it moving. I ain't got time. Life is too short.
I agree. Wholeheartedly.
Yeah. I agree 200%. I really
agree. And there is jealousy in a nutshell.
Yeah.
That's
let
it.
Go.
She just explained it.
Yeah, because I had an ex, right?
Ooh.
I became, we're both in the same sector, both working in the same sector. And I became a manager, and he wasn't a manager. And the minute I became a manager, he made my life hell. You're a manager. You must think you're better than me. They made you a manager because you're a woman. You know, they don't give black men those. And I was like, listen. Okay? I worked hard to get that position. I'm saying now, we're much more powerful than we were before. So why don't you just respect the fact that, you know, I've had this opportunity, but we both benefit. But his ego could deal with it. It was like, no, this can't happen. You know, they brought it into the house. Oh, my God. You know, if I said anything, oh, you think you're better. You think you're in charge. Oh, come on. Get over it.
But you know what, Ebony?
Yeah.
That's where men are weak.
Yeah.
Because men have a real problem when they're with a woman and she's able to move forward, mm-hmm. and they feel like she's moving forward ahead of him when she's really not.
No.
She's right there with him. And a lot of men don't get that. They don't understand it. I want a woman that moves forward. I don't give a damn how far ahead she is of me, as long as she respects me as a man.
Yeah.
That's the only requirement I have. As long as she gives me that, I'm good. Baby, go out,
yeah.
Do your thing. Conquer the damn world. I'm right there with you.
Conquer the world. Conquer the world. I'm on top
that's
of the world.
And recognize that together you are powerful. Because the two of you, you know, when you combine what I make and you make, look, come on, look at what we can do. We can do so much more than when we're on our own, right?
Exactly. And it doesn't matter who's making more.
It doesn't
matter. That's the thing. It doesn't matter.
Right.
As long as long as she's respectful and as long as she treats you like a man, that's what matters. Can't ask for nothing more than that.
Okay,
right.
In a perfect world, yeah. But we all know we don't live in a perfect world, right?
No. No.
Is that perfection, Mr. Talk? Is that perfection?
But it's hard for some men to swear.
Or is that just understanding the reality of the situation? Okay? I could be in a position where I can get with a woman, right? My ex-girlfriend, she's an electrical engineer. She made over 6 figures a year.
Ooh.
I was making nowhere near that. Uh-huh. However, she never disrespected me as a man.
See?
Never
but you
did
that.
That.
Okay.
And I never compromised her womanhood.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think what Mr. Talk's saying, it'd be, you know, and when he said in a perfect world, is it'd be nice if everybody understood that way, you know, but everybody understands. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's
yeah. Everybody it. Understanding is not on that level of knowledge.
Uh-oh. And I understand what you're saying, Vernon, and I think that's where we fall short.
Yeah.
You know,
we
as black people in America can see that. I mean, we can see that among our people, big time.
Man, what's going on? Blog Talk kicking everybody off today. What the heck going on?
You kick Ebony off?
Yeah, kicked Ebony and Knowledge off. What the world is going on? You know what, though? Well, we waiting on
you
to reconnect.
You know, that happens, though. It happens on my show, too. It's
really?
Either two people at once or it'll be three. And they'll just get chopped.
I don't know what's going on. They need to fix that. But you know what? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Vernon, before I go ahead and put this idea for tomorrow. Go ahead.
No, go. I was just going to say, were they Skype called or were they phone called or what? Were they on phones or Skype?
I guess they're on their phones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, some phones, you call in and they only have you on there for a certain amount of time. Then they'll drop that you have to call back in. Mine does it sometimes without I'm calling on my phone.
Do you know that some cell phones, they won't let you be on, like, Blog Talk Radio? Like, I used to have Boost, and I used to, you know, do my shows from Blog Talk Radio, and they had a little thing in their contract that I can't be unlimited while I'm hosting an event or something on my phone or some shit like that.
Really?
And they kicked me off of Boost for, you know, hosting my show on Blog Talk Radio. They can mean shit. Some phones have that little clause in their, even though it says it's unlimited, but it depending on it's unlimited on what you do.
Well, I'm going to say that's not unlimited, is it?
Yeah, that is shit. I went all crazy when they did that to me. Oh man, I went fucking ape shit.
I bet.
But yeah. Go ahead. Oh, no.
Knowledge, your line is open.
A church guy, he used to do his shows through his phone, and that's where they first started doing that clause, because he used to, you know, I guess beyond, you know, where they have those TV church guys, they'll read the Bible and stuff, and, you know, they broadcast whatever. Well, he did a show from his phone, and he was doing it for, I don't know, a couple of years until they found out why he was wasting all these, you know, these talk minutes or whatnot. Then they figured out, and that's where they got that little clause in that little contract. But
okay,
that's all.
All right, okay, all right. So basically, we've talked about jealousy. Why is it so destructive? And we've got some good information out of that. And I hope everybody understands, man. Jealousy is not a good thing. Okay. Envy and jealousy, they go hand in hand like two thieves walking in the night, okay? So don't do it. Don't do it.
But who creates the jealousy, Mr. Talk? Is it the person? Yeah, is it the person that is being jealous? Or is it the person who is, who is thinking of the jealousy? I don't know if that made sense.
Hell no, that's confusing as hell. But
okay, let's use me and Vernon. Okay, I'm jealous of Vernon because he has nice shoes. So who caused that jealousy? Was it me? Or was it Vernon trying to show off his shoes?
No, you did, because nobody said Vernon was showing off anything. You caused it. Yeah, see, because you caused that. Because you were envious or jealous of what he already had. So, yeah, you caused that yourself.
I'm just trying to throw it out there, because some people, they think that, there's an innocent person here. Sometimes it's not.
Oh, it's not. You're right. You are absolutely right.
A person will be jealous. Somebody will be jealous of a true good Samaritan, Goofy. I mean, a true good Samaritan. Somebody will find some reason to be jealous of them. I mean, they just be jealous of them for some odd reason. Crazy as it may sound.
It's kind of sad how you think about it, but
yes,
shit,
you're unmuted.
Sorry?
Huh?
Oh,
Joe was out there listening. Joe out there listening, he need to get his ass on here.
Y'all need to go on and talk, because y'all know my voice is just raggedy. But you know what? Before I let y'all get carried away for the last 20 minutes, I'm going to tell you, tomorrow's show, all right, I'm going to try and have it, because I'll be in San Antonio with my child on a basketball tournament trip. So I'm going to try and do it anyway. But if we do have a show tomorrow, it's, the title of the show is going to be Get It Off Your Mind. Or get it off your chest.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay, and the premise of the show is, if you got beef with anybody, okay, tomorrow is your day to come on here and go on to get it off your chest. All right?
Don't do that.
You know what? You know what, Vernon? You know what? Dude, it's needed. Yeah, I know, but it's needed. It is. It's needed. So, everybody, we can go back to enjoying ourselves like we used to without all this animosity going on. Of course, I have some ground rules and stuff. But, yeah, it's needed. I think, you know, as we've been talking, I've been thinking about that, and I really do feel that it's needed. And why not provide a forum for it? Why not? You know what I mean? If y'all think it's a bad idea, tell me.
Goofy, were you here for the last one, Goofy?
No, I wasn't.
You weren't here last when he done that when Mr. Solution was here?
No, I didn't. Why? Did Joe go off on Mr. Solution or what?
I thought you was here, man. I thought you was on that show.
Goofy was on that show. Yeah.
Was that on that show?
He was.
Yeah, he was here.
Wait, was that the one where Mr. Solution told Joe, well, fuck you? Wait, was it that one?
Yeah, that was it.
But
I'm going to tell you right now, Vernon, you better not wear those shoes or I'm going to have something to talk about tomorrow.
I'm probably going to sit on the sideline, man. You're right, Vernon. You haven't sat on the sideline since the first month or so you started listening. Get out of here.
I sat on the sideline yesterday, Eric. I didn't even.
You did. That's totally because you were busy.
Yeah, I was busy.
That's
all the reason. Wow.
All right, Rob, there you go again. Rob always said that Mr. Salute is my drunk uncle. All right, Rob.
Wow.
We going to be in the rain together. Okay. Keep on. But anyway.
To talk. What happened to your voice? What happened to your voice?
Just allergies. Today? It's just allergies, that's all. Just allergies this time of year. You know, at this time of year in Texas, we don't get much rain where I'm at. So, you know, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard for stuff to go away. I know. The things we do. Living in the desert for so many years. Oh, thank you, Ebony. But don't tell me that. I think it's fighting.
Poor baby.
Face frowned up when you said that.
Whatever.
You know what? You know, it's bad enough. I want to take out Joe for stealing Ebony's heart. Now I got to take out Mr. Talk. No, I can't do that.
Where's Joe tonight?
Joe is in the mountains playing with the sheep, I guess. I don't know.
You know what that
sheep get started yesterday now.
Man, they're his companions. Don't you guys remember? Those are his companions.
Oh my God. God. I think one of the points that you guys haven't maybe covered, maybe you have, I don't know, I could have missed it. The point of the destructive thing I think about jealousy in our community is that it prevents, it prevents us from actually developing and growing our communities in the way that we should. I think as soon as someone is a little bit successful, other people get jealous, right? And the interesting thing about it is that nobody has real power in our communities in the way that, you know, it's like we've got a few people out there, maybe Oprah, you know, I don't know, Michael Jackson made some money before he died, but, you know, that was all up in the air. You know, we have a few families who make some dough, but nobody owns an airline. That's my problem, okay?
That's your problem right there.
This is it. Nobody owns an airline. So until you own an airline, I don't know what we're talking about when we say that we are, you know, that you're rich or you're powerful, right? So there is no reason to be fighting anybody down who's trying to be successful until someone in the black community owns an airline.
Isn't that an intrinsic type of action that we have built into our system now? I hate to say it like that. Is that something that's just automatically built into our psyche now that, you know, we just,
yeah.
as I like we to call it, crabs in a barrel.
Someone down. We have to tear down. And I say to people, don't be tearing no one down until you own an airline. Until you own an airline, you're not powerful enough to tear anybody down. None of us own an airline yet. I don't see anybody out there with black skin who owns an airline.
Since the civil rights movement, after the civil rights movement, I mean, the jealousy and envy is one of the things that stopped the movement of black people in this country. Black people was moving. I mean, they was moving forward. Like, you know, you seen all kind of little businesses in the black neighborhood, stores and different things. Now, in most black communities, you don't have anything.
No.
I mean, most of them now here, you know, the biggest thing going here, and I'm not discriminating or talking about anything, is either a barbecue stand or a car wash.
And I'm not
saying anything bad about that, but I mean, but from where we were to where we are now, it just don't make sense. And this is all called jealousy and envy.
That's right.
Well, no, I think it's other cultures that are taking over. Like I've noticed in my city, you know, the Asians, they've taken over.
Look,
you know?
Let's be honest. Nobody can take over nothing unless it's allowed. Let's be honest with
you. No, I'm talking about as of, like stores and like little things.
But see, the same. It's the same thing, though. You know, if you were to open your own to keep your own, then nobody would have any room to come in and take over.
They couldn't.
Exactly.
But
as soon as we get a store
and it gets big to a certain degree, know that someone's going to come and take that out, right? But it's usually the destruction starts in it, you know, within that group who's owning it. You know, if it's a husband and wife business, somehow, you know, people get between those people, and it will come to an end. It will never get to a point where it becomes, you know, where we've got, you know, several different chains of businesses in different cities, because for some reason, the self-hate and the jealousy kills it. It kills it. You know, I've got a friend who set up a brilliant, you know, chain of restaurants in Dubai. And she said, oh, we were making, you know, great money, you know, whatever. And somehow, I can't tell you how, she said, you know, within the group of us, it just self-destructed. Jealousy, bad mind, all sorts of stuff came in and the business ended. And she goes, I still mourn that business. I sit and I think, why did that happen? Right? Why did that happen? But if you look at a lot of our businesses, a similar thing happened, right?
Right. agree.
Or you know, even look at BTR. You know, there's people on BTR who'll be cussing out people on BTR. I never get to that level. I don't hear it. I don't really do. But I know there are people who will be taking, looking at how successful one person is over another, right? You know, I'm not going to support that person because they're too great or they're too big or, you know, they may get bigger than me. And that's the reason why I'm not going to support them. So I'm going to keep it small and keep my little network, you know.
So,
that's what we do. That's what we do.
What is that?
I don't know. What is that?
That's what me is at the grocery store. I just told you. I'm at the grocery store.
Okay, so you need to mute yourself while you're in the grocery store.
I will do that right now. Ebony, you need to take over until Mr. Talk gets back.
Yeah, you need to mute yourself. Right. So, but I, you know, that's my experience that, you know, people think so small, they don't think big. Like, I am happy to see Travis Smiley on BTR. I think that's great to see a black brother on the front of BTR. Respect, respect, respect. I love that. Because you know what it gives? It allows those of us who are small to think bigger. Right, to see how we can also look at what he does, learn from him, and we can grow because there's someone who's gone out there and who's charted a way through and broken through and created a great following. I want to know how you did it. I want to learn from you. I'm glad you're on BTR. Hey, you know, I'm not gonna see it as, oh no, you know, he's taking away all the listeners. Everybody's gonna want him to be big. I'm seeing it as here's an opportunity to learn from somebody who's bigger than me.
I agree with you 100% on that one, Ebony. I really do.
Yeah. So I like, yeah. You know, I'm great. You know, I was like, I messaged him, I tweeted him, you know, and I was like, yeah, welcome to BTR. I mean, much love to you. And I think if we, you know, if we supported those people who go out there and put their neck on the line to grow and develop whatever they do, if we support each other, look, we would have the airline. We'd have the airline in no time.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow. Yeah. You're right.
We'd have that airline.
Hey, can't argue with that. Can't argue with that. That thinking anyway, at all. I agree. We are one. We are the children. Okay, I'm sorry.
okay. A bit altruistic for any. But you know what? Hey, that's, you know, it's simple. The answer is never that complicated. It's pretty simple. But people can't do simple. They have to do complicated. So
yeah.
They'll run around houses looking for excuses and reasons why things don't happen and why we can't be successful and know that the answer is right in front of your face, okay? You know, we have so many people already in our community who have success to a certain degree. You know, they have broken through barriers and they have doing relatively well. Our problem is that we don't want to learn from people, each other. We don't want to be the shadowing, mentoring types who are prepared to go and learn from a brother or a sister. That's what you need to do. You know, how else can you get up there unless you're prepared, you know, to ask those people who've done it how they did it?
Right.
Right?
Ooh,
why did you reinvent the wheel? Why are you killing yourself to reinvent the wheel? It's already been done.
Thank you. Woo! Boy, I tell you, that Ebony on it today, boy. I tell you.
I'm on it. I ran 1 mile today. I'm on it.
She's kicking the science, ain't she?
Yes, she is.
I'm sorry, guys. Like, you know what? Hey, sometimes you get that little black hole.
All right, well.
On.
Huh?
When you get the light bulb moment, you got to keep the light on.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, keep it on. That's it. Let's see. All right, so we got 10 minutes left, and I'm not going to prolong and try to make my voice last too much longer.
Oh, babe, you need to keep that
voice. What we're going to do is go ahead and let y'all get your last words in. We're going to start with Mr. Vernon. Where you at, Vernon?
Well, I got to be the one to start.
He's usually in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, good show, man. I mean, everybody had a lot of good points. Like I said, you know, we was talking about the jealousy and the envy. And I don't know how to tell you how to stop from being jealous, because I think everybody has something at some point or another that they may be jealous of. They may not be aware of it right now while we're talking about it. I mean, you may think about it, you know, later on whenever it comes up. But I think everybody got something or somebody at some point of time that they jealous of. But just the only thing I say is control it, man. Control it. That's the only thing I can tell you to go. I mean, knowledge said just, you know, earlier in the show that you can't stop it.
Yeah.
You know, he said something has to be destroyed. Ain't wasn't that what he said?
Yeah.
What he said. But just try to control it, man. That's all I got to say here. Y'all be good, man.
All right, sir. Thank you. And don't forget to miss tomorrow. I know you're going to love it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Miss Ebony.
Okay. Well, I totally agree with N2. You know, jealousy is a negative thing. And I think the worst thing is that it can prevent communities from really growing, and, you know, it can prevent us from being a success in this life. And, you know, it can stop our children from, you know, inheriting success too. And I think, you know, so we've got to put a tap on it. We've got to rein in some of those negative behaviors and look at how we can sow positive things into people's lives. And, you know, and look at it, you know, as whatever's out there is for everybody's benefit, you know, and whoever does whatever, you know, that's in a good way, let's learn from it, let's grow from it, let's look at how we can grow as a community and not be selfish and just think about me and I love the show. And thanks for giving me an opportunity to share your show with you. I enjoyed it tonight. And much love to all the guys online. I love the conversation. It's me, Don.
Right, thank you. All righty, thank you. Hey, stand by. I need to talk to you about something, too. All right, knowledge is on you. What you going to do in the grocery store? Okay.
Give me a second. Give me a second.
Okay.
Second.
All right. I will give you a second.
I don't want
you
to hear all this noise. Basically, what Vernon was saying in regards to what I was saying, jealousy is a destructive element in all of us. Nothing ever comes good from it. Nothing ever is born out of goodness when it's jealousy that motivates it. And we all have to strive to be better. Hold on a second.
Okay. Yeah, that was a truck.
That was a fire truck. And we all have to strive to be better. And my boy that's listening, Goofy, I love you, kid. It ain't nothing personal. And we can let bygones be bygones, and I'm all good with it. I'm not here on BTR to hate on anybody or to call anybody out. I just kind of got some negative feedback, and that was new for me, so I didn't really understand where it was coming from and why it was coming. But I'll deal with it appropriately. And I don't ever mean any disrespect to anybody on these shows, especially your show, Mr. Talk. I hold you in very high esteem. I love the way that you run your show. I love the fact that you have meaningful topics to talk about. And I just want everybody to know that, you know, I'm a good guy, except when you come at me.
Hey,
then all bets are off.
That's understood.
And I'm out.
That all the time. All right, thank you, Mr. Knowledge, on that one. All right, another great show. Hey, another content. They be on the topics, don't they? They into knowledge, man. That Ebony and that Vernon today, and even Goofy, man, they were on it. I tell you, I learned a lot just sitting here listening. Maybe it was a reason why I couldn't talk that much, right? Ah, we'll see. I don't know about that, but that's what I'm going to say anyway. All right, so tomorrow's show, y'all, is going to be another, it's going to be a good one, because, hey, it's getting off your chest time all over again. So if you're out there listening and you did call in today, hey, it's your time tomorrow. Hey, it's only one. I'm going to tell you the truth. It's going to be only one day. You know, I only do this so many times. So tomorrow, you know, I'll be refereeing, making sure nothing get out of hand. But if you want to get it off your chest, hey, now's the time. So, hey, if you're on BTL, you got a problem with somebody, tomorrow's your time to come and do what you got to do. Oh, hey, my show is open. I have, you know, I, whatever. Y'all know who I feel about him, how I feel about him. But even if I do feel that way about them, I tell them all the time, they're more than welcome to come on the show. I carry no grudges and all that. It's not even worth the energy. It's not. That's like the jealousy and envy, you know. It's not worth the energy that you spend on trying to keep that mess up. It's not. You mess around and go gray, be stressed out, then give yourself a stroke or heart attack. You know, your tallywhack stop working. You know, your cooter cat don't work right. Why is this? Because you stressed out and trying to do some craziness. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. All right? Do something better. Figure out something more energy, positive to do. Hell, you want something somebody got? Look how they got it and see if you can't do the same thing. Come up with your own plan to get there. Not only get there, but surpass them. So you understand what I'm saying? Stop hating. Because that's what we use hating as another word of saying, as another form of saying you're jealous. Hey, come on. Let's be honest. That's what we mean when we say stop hating. Stop being so jealous. So here's the thing. Stop it. It's easy, man. It's easy. But anyway, that's all I'm going to say today. You got any comments you want to leave, just go to ericletstalk@gmail.com. Drop me a couple of lines. Hey, and don't forget the Facebook page at Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. You can guarantee God dang on T and I'll be there right after the show. Hey, I'm always there. Tomorrow's, like I said, the show, it's going to be a good one. And I'll be broadcasting from San Antonio, Texas, you know, at a basketball, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade basketball tournament. But we're going to make this show happen tomorrow because, hey, it's open to everybody. I want everybody to be open. All right. So we can get some things cleared up and we go on with our BTR community, get some things straight. All right, y'all. Well, until then, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern. 12 Pacific. Keep smiling, show appreciation, and make sure you forgive with an open heart. If you don't forgive with an open heart, then, hey, well, let me put it this way. If your heart is not clean and open, then there's no way in hell you're going to be able to forgive anyone else. All right? Well, y'all, until then, you know, usually I go out with the song of the day, but I don't want to go out with the song of the day today. I really don't. You know what we're going to go out with today? We're going to go out with happy people. You know why? Because everybody should be happy. So here it is. Y'all have a good one. I'm out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this here's another one for the steppers. DJ Wayne Williams, put the record on. Come and take away all your stress.
I do what I do. If you want to step, gotta play it by the rules. You gotta do what I do when I do what I do. Now, step to the left, step to the right, bend around and break it down tonight. Bring it on up, move in close, and let me see you and your partner stroll. Step to the left, step to the right, bend around and break it down tonight. Bring it on up, move in close, and let me see you and your partner stroll. Step to the left, step to the right, bend around and break it down tonight. Bring it on up, move in close, and let me see you and your partner stroll.
Daniel.